Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
During the holiday season, millions of Americans are struggling to put food on their tables. So on the phone with me for this segment, I have Andy Wilson, Chief Development Officer for Feeding America, a nationwide effort with Wells Fargo to help feed the needy this holiday season. Thank you for joining me today, Andy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, before we get started, tell us, what is Feeding America?
So Feeding America is a network of 200 food banks and 60,000 pantries and meal operations that provide food to folks who are struggling with hunger. That's about 40 million people across the country every year.
Now, what does it mean to be food insecure in the United States these days?
So 1 in 8 people is food insecure, which means that these folks may not know where their next meal is coming from. And unfortunately, that includes about 12 million kids and about 5 million seniors. And so we're asking folks to just do what they can this holiday season to help out folks in need.
Okay, tell us about the Holiday Food Bank Initiative. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so we're thrilled to team up with Wells Fargo and their Holiday Food Bank program. They have transformed their nearly 6,000 branches into food collection sites, and they've made it really easy to help. So folks can volunteer at their local food pantry or food bank. They can donate non-perishable food items at their local branch, and they can donate money at their ATM, or they can visit the site at wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
Okay, now people don't have to go very far to help. Tell us what they can do to help.
So just $1 can help provide more than 10 meals to folks in need. And so Wells Fargo is actually matching up to $1 million of consumer donations through the end of the year. So we're asking folks to just help how they can.
Okay, so are you asking for non-perishable food items to be donated at Wells Fargo locations so they can just take them down to their nearest Wells Fargo?
Right, so for food donations, they can go to their local branch, the local Wells Fargo branch, and we're looking for any and all non-perishable items. Pasta and rice is terrific. Canned goods like tuna and soup and beans are great, and high-protein items like peanut butter.
Okay, so they just take their non-perishable food items to their nearest Wells Fargo location, and I imagine there'll be a box there for those donations.
Yes, we've transformed those branches into food collection sites, and they're ready to receive the food.
And then how is the food distributed from those Wells Fargo branches?
Right, so we have food banks that serve literally every county in the country, and more than 60,000 pantries and meal operations. And so the food bank will be working with Wells Fargo to make sure that food gets to the pantries and meal operations that need it most.
If someone wants to give money instead of food, give us an idea of what their money can buy to help feed those in need.
Right, so just $1 can help provide up to 10 meals for folks in need. And the great thing about this program is that both food and funding donations go right back into the community. They get matched by Wells Fargo, and we're using those resources to make sure that we're helping out the folks who need it the most.
Great. Now, where can people go to get more information about this?
So to find out more about how you can help, whether it's volunteering or donating food or funds, you can go to the site, which is wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add as we wrap things up here? One point you'd like to make about the food drive?
Yeah, just really grateful for any help. You know, the holiday season is a particularly tough time for folks who are struggling with hunger, especially families with kids. And so we're trying to make sure that none of those kids go to bed hungry over the holidays, and just really grateful for anyone's help, whether volunteering or donating funds or food via the site. That's wellsfargo.com/foodbank.
And if they do want to donate money, how do they do that?
So they can go to their Wells Fargo ATM, or they can go to the site, wellsfargo.com/foodbank, to donate funds directly to Feeding America.
Okay, Andy Wilson, Chief Development Officer for Feeding America, a nationwide effort with Wells Fargo to help feed the needy this holiday season. Thanks once again for joining me today, Andy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.